So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned the machloek is about skinning a carbon Pesach when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nai, Rabbi Yechim, and Mareka holds, it may only be skinned up to the chest, that which is absolutely necessary to facilitate the bringing of the carbon. The Chacham hold that it may be skinned entirely, since it keeps the meat of the carbon fresh and treated in a respectful way. The Gemara apparently had a tradition that the Chacham supported their opinion from our Mishnah, which allows for one to save the container of the Svarim along with the Svarim from a burning building. Rashi explains the rationale as follows. We see from the Mishnah that once an Issa was permitted L'tzerich Gavoya, to save the Seif for the sake of Hashem, it was also permitted L'tzerich Hedyit, to save the container and the money inside for its personal gain. So too, once it is permitted to skin the carbon Pesach up to the chest, L'tzerich Gavoya, because it's necessary to remove the Emurim, the insides that need to be burned, it is permitted to skin the rest, L'tzerich Hedyit, for the purpose of eating the meat later that evening, which is personal gain. The Gemara questioned this comparison. Saving the container, even with money inside, along with the tefillin, was permitted because it is only Isser Muktzeh D'Rabbanan. But skinning the entire animal would not be permitted because skinning an animal isn't Malacha D'Oraisa. After the Gemara points out significant differences between the two cases, the Gemara concludes that we are talking about a case, the Shokalei Bebarzik. He's removing the skin in thin strips, which is also only an Isser D'Rabbanan because Ein Derech Hafshat Bekach. It is not the normal way to skin an animal. The Chama merely comparing one Issa Midrabanan to another. As the Chazal will matter the Issa Midrabanan of Muktzah in the case of fire, so too were they matter the Issa Midrabanan of skinning in an unusual manner in the case of Karban Pesach. The Mishnah continues, Ulehecha Metzilin Oysan, Lamavu She'en Mefulish, Ben Miserayim Af Lemefulish. The Mishnah cites a machlekes whether the Svar may only be brought into a closed Mavu or even an open Mavu. The Gemara records three opinions on how to define what is considered an open Mavu and what is considered a closed mavi. Amar Rav Chisda, Shalosh mechitzes u'shnei lechiyayin, zehu mavi she'enu mefolish. Shalosh mechitzes of lechi echad, zehu mavi mefolish. Both types of mavi have three walls, but the closed mavi has two poles on the fourth side, while the open mavi has only one pole on the fourth side. This explanation assumes the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, that the only way to make it permissible to carry in the mavi is by putting two poles on the fourth side. Amar Rabba, Shtei mechitzes u'shnei lechiyayin, zehu mavi she'en mefulish. Shtei mechitzes v'lechi echad, zehu mavi mefulish. Both types of mavi have two opposite walls, but the closed mavi has a lechi on each unwalled side, while the open mavi has a pole only on one unwalled side. This explanation assumes the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that you may carry the mavi that has two opposite walls if each unwalled side has a lechi. Amar Ravashi, sholosh mechitzes v'lechi echad, zehu mavi she'en mefulish. Shalosh mechitzes beloy lechi zehu mavi hamefulish. Both types of mavi have three walls, but the closed mavi has a pole on the fourth side, and the open mavi does not. The Tanakhama of our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who normally requires two poles. However, l'sefer teira b'chad lechi sagi. In order to save a sefer teira, one pole suffices. The next Mishnah teaches, matzilin mazin shalosh trudis. One may save three meals worth of food from a burning house to the chatzah. However, there is the following machlekes tanoim. The Tanakhama holds one may save only as many meals as you need from the time of the fire until the end of Shabbos. Therefore, Beleili Shabbos Matzilin Mazon Shalosh Sudas. Friday night before he ate, he may save three meals. B'Shachris Matzilin Mazon Shtei Sudas. Shabbos morning, he may save only two meals. And B'Mincha Mazon Suda Achas. Shabbos afternoon, he may save only one meal. Rabbi Yossi holds one may always save three meals. Since we're talking about bringing the food into a chatzah with an Erev, the Gemara explains why one may not save an unlimited quantity of food. Amar Rava, Mitech Sh'adim Bal Al Mamayna Yisharis Le'os Lechvoye. Rava says that since a person is anxious about losing his money, if we allow him to take an unlimited amount, he may get so caught up in saving everything, he will forget that today is Shabbos and extinguish the fire, which is a Malacha D'Oraisa. The Gemara cites a Braisa, which teaches a similar concern. Nishbur Le'chavis Beresh Gagar. If a barrel of wine on his roof broke, he may place one kli on the ground to catch the spilling wine. He may not bring additional kelim to catch more wine mid-ear or at the edge of the roof. Gizera shemayavi kli derech Rosh Hashanah. Due to concern that in his haste to bring more kelim, he may inadvertently carry them through the Rosh Hashanah, which is a melacha d'oraisa. Nizdam le'oichim, if he's expecting guests, he may bring additional kelim. The Braisa points out that he must invite the guests first and then save the wine, so that there is a need for the wine at the time he's saving it. He may not save it and then invite, because then there is no need for the wine at the time that he's saving it. The Tanna Kamma says one may not employ harama, halachic subterfuge, invite guests who have already eaten and save more wine than count to them. Rabbi Yehuda says he may do that. The Gemara suggests that this machloikis is directly related to the machloikis in the case of an animal and its offspring fell into a pit on Yom Tov. He cannot check both of them because of the isra of Oisev es Benoi. Rabbi Eliezer says he may raise only one animal to shechtet, which is permitted on Yom Tov, and sustain the other animal in the bar. Rabbi Shua permits harama to save both animals. He raises one for the purpose of shechita, but does not shechtet. He may then raise the second animal under the pretext of being unsatisfied with the first one. In both cases, we have a machlekes whether one may employ harama, halachic subterfuge. However, the Gemara differentiates between the two cases. Perhaps Rabbi Eliezer forbids harama only in the case of the animal in the bar, because there's an alternative, sustaining it in the bar. But he would permit it in the case of the spilling wine, where he has no other way of saving more wine. Similarly, perhaps Rabbi Yeshua permits harama only in the case of the animal in the bar to prevent tzar balachayim, the suffering of the animal, being in the bar all day. But he would not permit it in the case of the spilling wine merely to prevent financial loss. The Gemara records three more statements about saving food. Hitzel pas nekiya, ein matzel pasadra. If you already saved 3 meals worth of high-quality bread, you may not save any lower-quality bread because we assume you would not eat it anyway. If you already saved low-quality bread, you may save high-quality bread because it is preferable. Matzilim Yom Kippurim l'Shabbos, aval lo m'Shabbos l'Mikippurim. If Yom Kippur is on Friday, you may save food on Yom Kippur to have for Shabbos. When Yom Kippurim is on Sunday, you may not save food on Shabbos to ensure that you will have enough to break your fast after Yom Kippur because you can get food after the fast. Shochach pas betaner, the kiddush lav hayem. If one forgot bread in the oven from before Shabbos, matzilin mazon shalosh shudos. On Shabbos, he may remove only 3 meals. He may also invite others to each remove mazon shalosh shudos. However, he must remove the bread with a knife rather than with the paddle used during the week. Even though radiyas hapas chochma v'ena malacha, removing bread from an oven is not considered malacha, it should be taken down with the shinu in an unusual manner so that it does not appear like an ovdu d'chayil, a weekday activity. The daf concludes with 4 statements about Shabbos meals. Lo'olam yashkim adam lo'itzoy Shabbos. A person should always wake up early on Friday to shop and prepare for the Shabbos meals. Chayiv adam l'vtzoy ashtei kekaris. One should say hamaitzi over 2 challahs, as it says, lakdu lachem mishnah, they gathered a double portion. However, Rav Kahana's meaning was to cut only one of them. Reb Zeri's custom was to cut a piece of challah large enough for the entire meal, and since that was not how he cut bread on the weekday, he was not worried of appearing gluttonous. Reb Ami and Reb Asi would use the Erev bread when they had an opportunity to do so. It is appropriate to do a second mitzvah with something that was already used to do one mitzvah.